We're back now with Newburyport High School hockey coach Paul Yameen, and a big game coming up this weekend. Coach, how are you?
I'm well, Vic. How are you?
Doing good. And, you know, the season is flying by, and every game seems to take on a new importance. Coach, with the shortened season, does it feel a little different about the importance of each game?
Yes, absolutely. We've stressed that from the get-go. You know, only play 10 games, and, you know, us and Triton have been doing battle as far as, if you look at the league and the way it's shaped up, every game for the past three games is really a playoff game for us, because neither of us have lost, so we haven't played each other in a league game yet, so every game is just very important.
All right, I got a 4-4 tie early on, was that right?
Yeah, we played a non-league game.
Okay.
We filled a game in Amesbury, ended up not having a season this year, so
right.
We figured, you know, fill that game in with Triton, so we played to a 4-4 tie, yes. Very good game.
Okay, so the test for you guys, I mean, beating Linfield is significant. You had a tough game over Pentucket and have pretty much cruised in other games. But tell me about, going into this next game. The last two games versus North Reading and Newburyport, how have the boys played?
Versus
Your last two games, Newburyport versus North Reading and Linfield. In other words, how are they playing now? You're at mid-season. The team have chemistry and that kind of thing?
You know, I think we're coming along. I don't think we're as good as we can be yet. So hopefully we continue to progress. We had a little shutdown for 8 days, so that kind of, I thought one we were going pretty good there, and we got shut down for 8 days. So, you know, it took us a little bit to get back to that level. I'm not sure we're back at that level yet, mm-hmm. but I think we're going to get there.
Looks like you got some points. You're scoring some points. And can you tell me a little bit about your captains? It looks like, who is it, John Groth has got some points for you, and Ryan Archer, a couple of guys?
Yeah, John Groth, a junior assistant captain. You know, he had a breakout season last year as a sophomore. He had 25 or 26 points, I think. And, you know, so we had high expectations. We had high expectations coming in, and he's done a great job for us. Ryan Archer is a senior, you know, all-around player, all-around athlete. He was the player of the year in soccer this year, I believe, for the Cal.
Mm-hmm.
So very athletic kid, very intense kid. And we also have Tony Lucci, who is a senior. He's right up there in points.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had, our problem has not been scoring. It's been, you know, a little, at times, not too good in our D zone.
You know, Coach, I'm laughing because here you are at 6-0-1 for anybody who doesn't know. And, you know, you've got a decent goals against average, but you're not satisfied. And that's typical, I guess, of a coach who wants the boys to do better. But what's the strength of your team so far this season, Coach?
Well, I think we're pretty good offensively. You know, I think that we're going to score goals. But I think that, you know, I think we have to, we talk about creating from our own zone, you know, and just taking care of that zone, and everything else will take care of itself. So I think that we need to be better defensively and somewhat in the neutral zone, but I think offensively we're doing fine.
I want to ask you about, you got a defenseman, a familiar name, Owen Spence, and he's got 5 goals. Is he sort of like a quarterback back there for you?
Yeah, Owen has the ability to control the game. There's no question about it. I think day in and day out, he's been our best player and probably the best player on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
So we're lucky to have him. He's a 4-year player for us. Well, I shouldn't say that. He was with us as a freshman. He didn't see much time, but he's been in the program for 4 years, and you know, he's had a great year. I think the best is yet to come for him.
Paul, so far for this season, you know, it's been a scary time, a really scary time. In terms of the emotion, you know, football is an emotional game for the kids. I think hockey is as well, because it's a collision sport and the kids get pretty tight out there. Has this been kind of how do you put the label on this season as to what it has meant for you coaching and what it's meant for the kids to get out there on the ice?
Well, you know, obviously it's been difficult, but I think as we've gone along, it's gotten easier, just because the kids have gotten used to the protocol. We've gotten used to the protocol, and you know, it was some getting used to. There's no question about it. But I also think, you know, I think that going into the year, we didn't know what to expect as far as how the games were going to be reffed. You know, were they going to allow the contact to go as normal? And, you know, so that was something that, we needed to get used to. But I'll be honest with you, I think that the refs have done an outstanding job as far as, you know, the scrum rule that they put into play. They really, maybe, you know, we had a maybe four or five of them have been called in all our games.
Wow.
So I think, you know, I think they've done a great job. And I think, I also think that, you know, it's not proven that, the virus is being spread through sports. We didn't, our issue didn't happen through practice or a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was outside of, the arena where it happened. And we haven't had one issue with transmission through the team.
Excellent.
You know, so, I think that, that's becoming an understanding that as long as the kids are wearing their masks, that the refs are letting them play.
Do you think the anti-scrum rule is a good rule and maybe keep it when things get back to normal? I know it's anti-hockey and how you brought up, but as a fan, it seems to me the game just moves right along quite a bit quicker.
Yeah. Well, yes and no, because if you're blowing the whistle all the time, you know, because of a scrum, not so much, you know, but
right.
I think that it has to be a part of the game. I think kids have to be able to play on the wall and you know, be able to play in scrums and be able to win those battles. And that's a huge part of the game. And I don't foresee that, you know, taking that out would benefit us.
Okay. All right. I know. You guys love contact. I get that.
No, and, you know, we play in a small rink, you know, and you know, the grass not is one of the smaller rinks you play on. And we go out and play on, in the tournament, we're always on a bigger rink, you know, so we're used to that smaller rink where there's contact constantly. So I think that, you know, it's just been a part of our game, and we've gotten, I think we do well at it.
All right. Well, thanks for enlightening me, because I didn't understand that part of the game, you know, as a fan. And so, it's good to know that. The other thing is, Coach, you're heading toward the end of the season, which is kind of sad in a way, but it's been a great season for you guys. So let's focus on this game Saturday. Are you allowed to have any parents in the rink at all?
We are not.
You're not. Okay. So
Newburyport is not allowing it. We did have one senior night we allowed the parents to come in one night this year. It went over great. And I think they were grateful. And obviously the parents want to watch their kids play, especially if they're a senior, you know, but I think Triton is allowing parents. I think they're allowing parents on a nightly basis to their games.
Mm-hmm.
There's different rules to every right. school has their own rules, you know, and that's just Newburyport just feels as though the best way to get through the season, you know, without any virus issues, is just to make sure the rink is clear.
Well, we've come so far. I would hate to, you know, see things get messed up at this late stage, you know, we have to.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see both sides of the fence.
Yeah,
you know, if I'm a parent, my son's a senior and I want to watch him play, you know, and I understand the other aspect of it from our school's perspective that, you know, you want a season, let's do the best to get through the season and keep it minimal as far as, you know, the virus possibly being an issue. So far, we were shut down once, but we're back at it.
And I love it. Yep.
The game on Saturday is going to be a lot of fun with fans, without fans.
All right, you got a 2 o'clock on Saturday at the Graf. Another home game for you guys. And what's the scouting report on Triton? Because you've seen them once, obviously, and you can't even go scout the games either, can you?
No. But I don't need to scout those guys. You know, we play in the same rink, and they don't need to scout us. They know everything they need to know. We know everything we need to know. I know that there are a good bunch of kids on that team. They have a ton of seniors on that team this year. And if they weren't playing us, I'd root for them. You know, that's how much I've got to know some of those guys. And I think Coach Sheehan has done a fabulous job. His staff is excellent from the JVs right through their varsity. So it's no surprise to me that they've been very successful. And it's good. It's good for us because they were down for a little while, and we kind of had our way with them for a little while, and that's not how it's been in this area forever. It's always been a battle, and it's going to be a battle on Saturday.
I love it. Congratulations, Coach, and good luck. And one final question. Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes?
Jeez. I love Mahomes, but I'm rooting for Brady. He's a Patriot. I'm rooting for Brady.
Yeah, me too. All right, that's Paul Yamin, who is the Newburyport High School hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.